I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday here on this lovely day in Baltimore City. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens on the practice field as we speak. Kyle Hamilton's back. There's good news. We'll hear from Vinny later in the show. Orioles take it on the Mariners tonight. Start of a three-game set. We'll get into that. Bottom of the hour, Andy Koska. But joining us now, talk about the Ravens with the Buffalo looming in just a couple of weeks. But still, got Dallas coming up. Then the joint practice was with Washington. And then that preseason game. And then the quest for the Super Bowl. From USA Today, Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline. Joins us every Tuesday. Let's welcome back Kevin Hostreicher. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Bob? Yeah, the Ravens, lots of positives to take away from their preseason game. A couple of not so great things either, but practice makes perfect, and that's what training camp's for. Got to get back in the saddle and get everything going before the regular season starts.
All right, we'll start then with the secondary, Kevin, and the longer beam and Kone, unfortunately, two draft picks this year out for the season. Kyle Hamilton is back, which is good news, but how'd you assess the secondary, both corners and safeties, obviously, as we're just a couple of weeks away from kickoff against Buffalo? Josh Allen might not have a ton of, like, premier wide receivers to throw to, but he can make do with what he's got. So Ravens are going to have their hands full. Are we happy with how the depth chart is kind of coming together, or reinforcements going to be needed here?
Yeah, I think you got to be pleased with it. I know that they've lost a couple of guys already. I mean, obviously, our Darius going down with a torn Achilles, and now, as you mentioned, Kone and Longerbeam. It tests your depth for sure. But I think when you look at it, the Ravens, there was going to be a roster crunch at probably both positions anyway, where especially at corner, wasn't necessarily a guarantee that Longerbeam was going to even make the roster. There was also questions, and I think now this opens up opportunities and I think honestly secures a roster spot for Jalen Armour Davis, who I thought played well in that game against the Colts. And then a guy who's been turning heads all offseason has been undrafted player Reuben Lowry, who apparently is just all around the ball all the time. And it feels like now, it is, you never want it to happen this way with injuries, right? You want to have guys battle it out and win their spots that way. But with the injuries that have happened, it feels like Reuben Lowry has a pretty good shot to make this roster. And so, you know, as long as you have at the corner position Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Jaire Alexander, you're going to be okay. Now, is it a guarantee all three of those guys play 17 games? Of course not. But if some of those guys have to miss some time, you still feel good about having Jadobe Awuzie as your fourth corner, TJ Tampa behind him, and then it's safety, obviously. I guess it's a little bit more dicey because of the fact that after Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks, it is unproven, and Malachi himself hasn't played an NFL snap yet, but I believe in Malachi. It's just about the depth behind those guys. And so we've seen over the years, I mean, Ozzie Newsome, you said you never have enough corners, and that is 100% true with this Ravens team. We've seen over the years how secondary injuries can decimate a team. But for now, even though it's tough to lose guys and tough to lose depth guys, I still feel good about where they are.
Now, staying on defense, and we were talking earlier in the program first hour, Kevin, about Ajabo and his chances of making the team versus Isaac. Is it that cut and dry, those two are going to be fighting for the last outside linebacker spot, or could this be a season in which the Ravens do something they normally don't do, keep six of those guys?
Yeah, I think that for me, unless Ajabo just absolutely tears it up over these last two games and Isaac has maybe the worst preseason you've ever seen, I would probably assume they keep Isaac over Ajabo by default. I think what you said, the latter part of that is, I think Ajabo is going to have to force them to keep six outside linebackers, which is something they don't do, you're right. And to me, I think five is kind of a sweet spot at that position anyway. So, I mean, look, he took advantage of the opportunities he got on Thursday, and that's exactly what he had to do. He obviously, like John Harbaugh talked about him. He talked about his journey a little bit and how he's feeling. So I liked what I saw from Ajabo on Thursday, and if he can continue stacking that, it's just going to depend on where the Ravens roster needs are elsewhere. You know, can they afford to, in keeping Ajabo, not have an extra offensive lineman, or do they move on from a secondary member? Is that roster spot given to Ajabo? So there are a lot of different ways that the roster can be constructed. But look, if there was a good first impression to make, I think David Ajabo certainly made one, and that's what he needs. Is he does fight for a roster spot at this point.
Kevin, staying on defense one more time, Travis Jones, if you're going to put an expectation level on him this season with a big payday possibly looming, what would it be?
Yeah, I think for Travis, being a two-way player, and what I mean by that is, you know, even just a three-down player, being able to stop the run really effectively and obviously win as a pass rusher. Obviously, the sacks are what get you paid. So I think for Travis, he's going to look to have that Nnamdi Madubuike-type contract year here. But I think with what he is as a player already, the sky still is a very, very high for him. So at the end of the day, I think what he can bring to the table is that three-down presence, especially now. You know, there are other snaps to be had at that position. Other players can certainly take advantage of those. But, you know, we know that Nnamdi Madubuike faced a lot of double teams last season. He'll probably face double teams again this season. He's talked about how he wants to conquer those. And what he talked about was just opening things up for other players. And I think if Travis Jones is left one-on-one with his power and the ability to get the pocket and push the pocket, I think that he could be a player that we see kind of burst onto the scene a little bit. I guess, you know, my ceiling for him would probably be the low end of double-digit sacks, but, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if we see him have anywhere from 5 sacks to 9 sacks and be in that range.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire. Ravens taking on the Cowboys this Saturday. Season opens against Buffalo September the 7th. Let's get to the offense, and in particular, Kevin, DeAndre Hopkins. If they got him 5 years ago, he'd be the big story. Oh, my God, they finally got a number one receiver. Well, they got him 5 years later, and he's still, we hope, going to be an asset to the team. But what will his role be? What will the Ravens ask him to do, knowing that you've got Bateman coming off a big year, Zay Flowers coming off a Pro Bowl second season? What do they want from DeAndre Hopkins at this stage of his career?
Yeah, I think at this point, just being able to be a steady veteran, and obviously they've had people play that role in the past, especially recently. I mean, Nelson Aguilar gave the team 2 years in that role. Odell Beckham Jr. was that guy for them in 2023. And the Odell signing, I compare it to that a little bit. Now, obviously the difference is Odell got paid $15 million for his one season. It was up to $18 million if he hit every incentive. DeAndre Hopkins is only around that $5 million range. So I think the Ravens obviously get better value with DeAndre. And I think DeAndre can give you more than Odell gave you. And Odell gave you, you know, big plays and big moments. You know, with the contract number Odell was at, he was never going to live up to that number. I think DeAndre can do that. He's a contested catch player, can go up and get the football. We've seen he and Lamar Jackson and heard about how they've been establishing their chemistry and they feel confident every day working together. So he's not going to be a number one wide receiver. You're right. Like, he's not that prime DeAndre Hopkins, but they don't need him to be with Zay and Rashad Bateman like you talked about. So if he can play a role, and, you know, DeAndre's been banged up a little bit, you know, through the last four seasons. If they can keep him healthy, keep the snap count down a little bit, kind of utilize him in a skill-specific way in those short to medium yardage situations, he can go. He can beat you deep too. But if kind of that chain mover receiver, I think that's where I'd ideally use him if I was the Ravens.
Now, we know Derrick Henry and Justice Hill, rather, they're the guys. But Keaton Mitchell right now dealing with a groin, look really, really good against the Colts. What does Rasheen Ali have to do? Maybe not to earn a spot on the Ravens roster, because I don't think they're keeping four, but you never know. But to earn a spot somewhere else in the National Football League, because, I mean, he flashed a little bit last Thursday himself.
Yeah, he had a whole drive that was essentially dedicated to himself. He had the kick return, and then really was the main culprit on that touchdown drive. It was his touchdown. So just being able to do things like that, show the versatility, I think, show some burst. It was tough at first, I think, in that game on Thursday for Ali. He wasn't really seeing the field well. Felt like he was just kind of running into the middle of the offensive line and hoping stuff would work out for him. But then I think we saw the vision and all the Ravens running backs. You mentioned Keaton, like even Darnus Johnson. I thought a lot of the Ravens runners did a really good job of bouncing the ball to the outside if there wasn't there by the end of the game. I think Keaton did it well the entire game, but Rasheen Ali kind of picked up on that and showed some of that vision, which I think for a lot of people is what you want to see out of a depth young running back that is trying to make the roster. And you're right, four running backs is probably it's a tall task right now for this Ravens team, considering how many other players that are fighting for spots. You know, we mentioned Ajabo and others. I don't know if they can afford to keep four running backs. But at the same time, even if it's not the Ravens practice squad, you're right, these guys are fighting for other opportunities elsewhere. Maybe another team watches the film and he catches their eye. So I think for him, if he can show more just as a player that's an all-around guy, special teams help is always appreciated. So if someone thinks he can be their returner, that's an opportunity for him. But I think he will have a huge one, considering the fact that, yeah, the Ravens right now, it's going to be Ali, Darnus Johnson, and Myles Gaskin seemingly heading up that backfield for the rest of the preseason.
Kevin Allstriker, what's happening at USA Today? The Ravens wire here on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
Yeah, just wrapping up week one, talking a lot about the game on Thursday, and then obviously turning the page to week two in Dallas, as I know a lot of people are excited to see what other guys can bring to the table, and hopefully some better quarterback play for the Ravens, maybe a Cooper Rush revenge game against his old team on Saturday.
Yeah. He'll look like Roger Staubach against the Cowboys. Kevin Allstriker, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, Bob. Appreciate you. Talk soon.
All right, buddy. Here's Kevin Allstriker. Whip around next. The Toggle Reels, Andy Koska from the Baltimore Banner. Seattle Mariners coming to town. Second hottest team in baseball. I mean, they're hot, but the Brewers are in another level right now. We'll get into that later in the show, but we'll talk about the Birds final 6 weeks of the season. What are we looking for? I mean, we know the losses are going to be there. It is what it is. They're in last place, have been for a while. But what's the positive signs to follow for the Birds?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Turned Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's with the Ravens. We'll be talking to him later in the program. Remember yesterday we were talking about Texas being ranked number one preseason for the first time, Nolan, in the history of the program. It's a program with national championship achievement. Hall of Famers, legendary coaches, and everything that goes along with it. Well, here they are, number one. They open the season against number three, Ohio State. So as they are the number one ranked team for the first time in the history of the program, they also become the first ever number one preseason team to be underdogs in their first game. Buckeyes laying 2.5. And as we discussed yesterday as well, if this was 1977, the loser of this game was host in regards to winning a national championship, unless a bunch of other teams fell as the year went on. But now, as you were placed basically at the head of the table, you'd have to make a drunken fool out of yourself to be escorted from it. So even if Texas loses, and it's a close game especially, now if they go there with Arch Manning and get housed, and then there might be a reevaluation, but there's going to be plenty of time to make it up. But still, it's Saturday, August 30th, noon kickoff, an intriguing matchup nonetheless between these two teams. And obviously here on the show, we're going to start ramping up the old college football talk quickly.
Now, compared to the other games that are going to be on the schedule that week, I mean, that's the premier game. And I'm not going to argue against the entertainment value, but wouldn't you rather have this a couple weeks deeper into the season, both teams having that ramp-up period? It's kind of like NFL Week 1. When you get a tough draw there, Ravens, case in point, facing the Bills. I mean, they are certainly capable of going up there and winning, but I feel like both teams are saying the same thing right now. Like, oh man, it'd be better if we played them Week 3 or 4. Now we're fully adjusted. None of the preseason hangover or carryover is there from guys not playing. Like, you get a better game that way. It's less sloppy at the gate, at least. But I don't know. It's that or see Texas take on practically an FCS school and right. Ohio State take on Navy. I don't know.
Well, they're trouncing them. And yeah. Look, these are made for TV extravaganzas now. And this is a marquee matchup, to say the least. But it's intrigue on August 30th, because I'm in. LSU's taking on Clemson, another top 10 matchup. Alabama, Florida State. I mean, so they're, you know, these are things. Hey, look, we got a game coming up the 23rd. Iowa State against Kansas State in Ireland. Two top 25 teams. So you want to get the intrigue up. I mean, you talk about the Ravens and Bills. I mean, NBC's not putting on, you know, the Saints and Carolina Panthers on Sunday Night Football to start the season. They want as many eyes on the prize as they could possibly get. So I'm down with it. And I'll be intrigued, and I'll be drinking, and I'll be watching and enjoying it. No real dog in the fight. I mean, I might place a wager on it when it's all said and done. Around these parts, we're going to be more concerned, I guess, at 12 o'clock. Well, you can answer this. I don't want to speak for you. What Maryland's doing. By the way, anyone you know, send like a drone over Bird Stadium to find out, or Maryland, excuse me, CQ Stadium to see what's up with the Terps.
It's a demilitarized zone. Don't fly over there, get shot down. Nothing.
But isn't
you're right.
It wild? There's like nothing coming out of College Park. Maryland, we are the flagship home of the Turtles, and me and Nolan are diehard fans. Terps taking on Florida Atlantic, but man, you got no intel whatsoever. Maybe like once a week, let the media come out and watch stuff for a little while.
No, it started that trend a couple years. I mean, has that really been a day one thing for Loxley, where he's always been a little...
We were out there, Nolan, pre-COVID, me, Vinny, and Landlin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2019, his first full year. And Vinny got to go watch practice for like a half an hour. And we were over in the, you know, down the road from the football stadium across from where old Cole used to be. Beautiful day. And we had Turge came on. Damon Evans. Boy, how about these blasts from the past? Sasha, the soccer coach, still there. I mean, so we had a rotating crew of guests, but you got a half hour to watch. And I think now it's like media access is nil. Am I wrong about that?
There's nothing. I mean, even the most loyal reporters who are there for every game, every event, every press conference, to even ice them out when coverage is already low in the local area compared to your other sports?
Guys, we're trying to do you a solid. But Mike Loxley, I mean, circling the wagons, got a new AD in Jim Smith. I mean, he knows that 4-8's not going to get it done. And at Florida Atlantic, there's 10,000 people in the stands. It's not going to be a good look. I understand. And Malik Washington, a lot of excitement about him. Out of Spalding, one of the top quarterback recruits in the country. I mean, they got Ely committed for next year, for now. And the people that do follow it on a regular basis say, I mean, you and I have a better chance of playing football for Maryland next year than he does.
Yeah.
Hope we're wrong.
I mean, that's just where we are with college athletics right now, college football in particular, that this guy is committed, air quotes, and yet every other week you see him popping up, taking pictures with another coach.
Oh, he's thrown the War Eagle Auburn on his social media a bunch of times.
Right. I don't know. But that's where we're at. That's the modern college landscape.
Anywho, college football starts in 11 days. Top 25 matchup there. But Texas number one, but underdogs in their first game against Ohio State. Whip around real quick this day in Orioles history. It's August 12th, 1997. Oriole Park Camden Yards. Rafael Palmeiro, three-run jack. Mike Bordick, Geronimo Baroa, two ribbies apiece. Scott Erickson, three-hit shutout as the Orioles went wire-to-wire. Beat the A's that day, 2012. Also at Camden Yards. Manny Machado, just up from the minors. Nick Markakis, go deep. Luis Ayala, he gets the win. Jim Johnson picked up his 34th save. We're getting close to Markakis getting plunked by old Sabathia in 12, ending his season. And then 2 years ago today, it's Seattle. Orioles taking on the Mariners. Current vintage, hottest team in baseball, one of anyway. 10th inning, Ryan Mountcastle, base hit, scores Cedric Mullins. Felix Bautista picked up the win, his seventh of the year, as the Orioles shut out the Mariners 1-0 this day, 2 years ago in Seattle. Take it on the Mariners tonight, down in Baltimore. Tougher task, obviously. Mariners way better. Orioles a lot worse. We're getting into that. But we'll come back, talk Andy Koska, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Say hi. More to Nolan McGraw with a fun house if we have time. News from the Nest coming up at noon. We got Ryan Divish, speaking of the Mariners, joining us at 12:30 from the Seattle Times. Why are they so good? And they went all in at the trade deadline, and so far, so good, paying off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final few weeks of the season. Disappointing year at that from the Baltimore Banner. Window Nation guest hotline, Andy Koska. Andy, good morning. How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right, man. Let's talk with about Grayson Rodriguez. Got the bone chips removed from the elbow. So what does all of this mean moving forward here? If the Orioles put out an estimated ETA, will we see him in Sarasota? Or is this all going to be real close to the vest over the next few weeks and months here?
Yeah, so the debridement surgery for Grayson is not the worst case scenario. Probably within 3 months, he will be on a mound again throwing. So I imagine that spring training, he will be in the mix once more to be healthy. What's interesting here is that Grayson went on foul territory last week and kind of discussed a little bit about the symptoms that he's been dealing with. Apparently he's been dealing with this elbow pain for 3 to 4 years, which is quite astounding. He decided he couldn't pitch through it anymore. I had a story that just published talking with a former Orioles team surgeon kind of about what the surgery entails from a general perspective, not specific to Grayson, but generally. He said that often, you know, bone grows when there's stress on an area, and that most likely the bone spur grew because there was, you know, stress on the UCL ligament, and this is a way to stabilize it by growing some bone. When you have a surgery like this, you need to remove the bone spur because it causes pain. Then you need to have a lot of PT to develop muscles around it that will hopefully take a lot of the load off of the bone, so there's less stress, and obviously less stress in the ligament. So this is not a one and done with a surgery. There'll be a lot of PT around it. Maybe even some, you know, mechanical, they might look at his mechanics, see if they can tweak anything there. But at least right now, the plan is for Grayson to be ready for spring training.
That's all very touching. But Andy, if you're Mike Elias and you're putting together a rotation for 2026, would it be egregious on his part to plan on Grayson Rodriguez being a member of it?
Yeah, I think you can't plan on anybody being a member of it,
right?
To be honest, and that includes, obviously includes Grayson. It, just with the way pitching injuries have gone for Baltimore this year, or the last 2 years, you know, they expect Tyler Wells and Kyle Bradish to be back in September, but coming back from a massive injury like a UCL surgery, it's hard to know exactly what, you know, they might look like. So can't really anticipate anybody. Zach Eflin, you know, we'll see if they either give him a qualifying offer or extend him, but, you know, impending free agent. But he's dealing with lower back pain, which has resulted in two IL stints for the back and one for the lat, you know, which is shoulder. So three IL stints this year for Zach Eflin. So it's just a case where they need to have an abundance of options to compete, which is a daunting task. I mean, it costs a lot of money to develop a starting rotation, and it can be difficult when, you know, everything is written in pencil because it can change so quickly. So I think what Michael Elias will have to do, and I think he has acknowledged as you know, as much in recent interviews, is that you know, definitely an abundance of options are needed. The flip side of that is you can't just have numbers. They have to be quality numbers at the same time.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner, talking some Orioles here, 105.7 The Fan, Birds, Mariners tonight, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw with you here on The Fan. All right, August 16th, Orioles are in Houston. Give me a reason why Samuel Basayo or Dylan Beavers will not be with the team then.
Well, actually, August 15th is the official date.
Gotcha.
So August 15th, they could be called up. They would still have, it includes day 45. So 45 days, 130 at-bats are the cutoffs. It includes the 45 days. So August 15th, I imagine they wouldn't want to make it so obvious. So I don't think they'd see him on August 15th is my reason, yeah.
But I'll speak for you. I mean, Oriole fans, you know how they feel. It's like this should have happened yesterday, but we're so late in the game now, it would be stupid to bring them up in this series against the Mariners. But do you think that when they go take on the Astros and the schedule's real tough now with a lot of contending teams over the next few weeks, do you think both will be there?
I imagine, if not that Astros series, by the time Baltimore comes back from Boston, I forget the team they're playing after Boston. I'm
Houston
kind of taking
again.
Things a week at a time here.
Yeah, I got
Houston
you.
Houston again. There you go. Yeah. So thank you. So I imagine, you know, if it's not on this road trip, it would be on the homestand. I would actually think the homestand would be a little bit more realistic, just to kind of give them an easier travel up from Norfolk and have a, you know, home debut would be, you know, kind of a thing. I don't know how much they really take into account that aspect of it, but obviously Jackson Holliday debuted in Boston, so maybe we'll have another, you know, top prospect debut in Boston. But at this point, they're so close to it, they may as well wait. As much as it pains Orioles fans to think that, and as much as it has been painful to watch, and no disrespect to the current outfielders that they have been trotting out, you know, there hasn't been, the at-bats have not been great from said outfielders that they have been trotting out there. So I understand why there is such interest in bringing up Dylan Beavers, and so I'm not discounting that at all. But at this point, I imagine the Orioles should wait.
All right, real quick, with Basayo, when he does come up, his at-bats will come from what position? Catcher? Do they like Jackson enough to keep him around? And right now, you know, you got Mayo and Mountcastle, you know, fighting for the at-bats at first, but there's a left-handed bat that Basayo brings to the equation as well.
Yeah, that's a tricky predicament, and I really do think that they would carry three catchers, which, of course, if when September hits and the expanded roster goes to 28, it'll be a lot easier to carry three catchers. So I imagine Jackson would stick around because they like what he does behind the plate. Right now, I think the bat for Bisaccia will stick at DH. We'll see a lot of him at DH. They will mix him in at catcher. But they do believe that he has a lot of development left as a defensive catcher. First, you know, the bat has been loud in AAA, and I think it can translate, and it should be pretty exciting to watch how it translates to Major League Baseball. There will be, of course, an adjustment period. These are the, you know, best pitchers in the world compared to, you know, AAA. But a little bit of first base, which, as you mentioned, it's tight with Mountcastle and Mayo, but it is a left-handed bat compared to the two at first base currently, and then DH, and then maybe one or two days a week a catcher.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner. Andy, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You got it. Andy Koska, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program, take a couple phone calls. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? Hopefully count that. And then Ryan Divish, Seattle Times, talking about Seattle. Why are those so good? And they're coming in here. Hey, remember, the Orioles swept them. Seems like only long time ago that happened. Looking for redemption because they're actually playing for a first place spot in their division, chasing the Astros. Wouzier himself said when he talked to the media last time, hey, I stay healthy. It's all good. When I can play, I produce. Can you play? Can you stay on the field? Goes back to this Ravens secondary. I mean, we know they're loaded with talent. What's the availability going to be moving forward? Speaking of injuries, boy, the Haney Schlepwak worked quick. Talked about Hunter Harvey earlier in the hour. Like 5 minutes literally after we were talking about him. Crawl on MLB Network. Hunter Harvey placed on the IL. Adductor strain. I mean, that's a guy that had all young. Remember how skinny he was when the Orioles took him in 2013? Now he's a big, massive guy. Throws hard. Got all the repertoire when it comes to the pitches. He just cannot stay on the mound. And, you know, went. Became a bullpen piece in Washington, and then Kansas pitched against the Orioles in the playoffs last year. Hurt again. Goes back to the risk versus reward. He was a draft pick that didn't pan out. And we get in all that, and we will next hour. But come on, man. Got to spend some dough. You have no other choice. Well, the development part's not working out for you down on the farm.
Whether it was the old regime where they did take swings and not one of them panned out. I mean, I guess you could say, okay, Zach Britton panned out in the sense that he gave you good seasons here as a valuable closer, but he was supposed to be a starter. So if your biggest success stories are him and I guess Brian Mattis was a good reliever for a couple of years for the Orioles, yeah. But again, supposed to be a starter, those aren't really victories. You know, how many guys, and they're not alone, how many guys have had to be converted to bullpen or were a complete bust in terms of being a starter?
D.L. Hall comes to mind.
Right. Well, at least you were able to trade him and get something for him. So, again, old regime tried, failed. New regime hasn't even been trying in taking pitchers at all. So, either way, you should be spending. Should be spending on pitchers. So, I think the time is up to try to wait for good pieces to come to you. The time is over to wait for value. Go out and be aggressive. Maybe I have different views on spending in baseball than other people do, but I don't view the Orioles as a small market team. I think that that's BS.
No, I'm with you.
I think that label has been thrown out there, and people, myself included in the past, have just willingly gone along with it and fed into it as a way to say, that's the reason why we can't compete with the big dogs. You can't spend like the Dodgers and the Yankees, but it doesn't mean you have to spend like a bottom five team, where the people right next to you in the payroll standings are teams that are actively trying to lose on a year-to-year basis. That just shouldn't be. And I've said it many times, and I stand by it. There's no serious penalty for overpaying in baseball. There is the competitive balance tax, or a luxury tax, which amounts to, what, the Dodgers are the biggest defender there. They paid a little over $100 million in their competitive balance tax. To you and me, that's life-changing money. That's a big deal.
Right.
That's something to freak out about.
How about $1 million?
Yeah. For the Dodgers, who have already spent $300 million plus on their payroll, the owner's already shown a willingness to spend that money. What's another $100 million? He doesn't care. He cares about winning and fielding a winning team. This isn't about big market, small market, TV contracts and all that. None of that matters, to me at least.
Yeah, and the Orioles, they can live in the upper middle class financially. And I know attendance is down and losing has a lot to do with it. But David Rubenstein has made it clear, well, one, he's got faith in Mike Elias, and we'll know soon whether or not it's blind faith or not, because Brandon High was sacrificed a few months ago. But he's willing to do what it takes within reason. And like you said, they're not spending Dodger money. They're not going full on. Even San Diego spends a ton of dough. Not even like that, among others. But they can live a little higher than Tampa, higher than Cleveland, and some of that, Milwaukee. They can even level up to that, or they have historically. We'll see if they do. And okay, assume. Could be wrong. Assume that Rubenstein's willing to go that extra mile, extra zero. Is Mike Elias a guy that you would trust to make that sort of purchase? I mean, the Tyler O'Neill signing turned out to be a questionable one. And now he's going to be on the team next year because I don't think he would opt out. That would be a foolish decision on his part. But is Mike Elias a guy that you think, and I'm talking to you, obviously, Nolan, and our listeners, is capable of going out there and, you know, playing with the big boys when it comes to bidding for free agents here? Right. And what do you do to entice them to come here outside of overspending in a crazy way? Because they were all in on Corbin Burns. Maybe the length of the deal wasn't what he necessarily wanted, but he went home. He literally, he lives where they have spring training. So that was a no-brainer with young children, but willing to do that for somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, I got to see it. And my trust level is very low just because he's created a lot of holes for himself. And, you know, he'd shown in the past that he wasn't able to, you know, spend on one or two pieces to put a good team over the top. Well, now you've got even more holes to fill. I just don't have that trust level. I'm willing to change my opinion. I'm very much in a wait and see with him. I mean, I don't think he's going to get fired this offseason. He's going to have the chance at least one more year to try to turn this thing around. I want him to do it, and I want him to change his methods. I think very early on in this offseason, we're going to get an indication of that. I'm already concerned based on the decision to prioritize a potential draft pick in 2 years from now over two known commodities, but that's just one part of it. Manager decision. If we hire Brandon Hyde 2.0, again, that's not changing your methods or your philosophies. If you're not active at the winter meetings, that's not changing from what you've done in the past. If you continue to roll out the same strategy again and again and again, why should I feel different about the direction this team is heading? You have to change something at some point along the line. You have to be willing to adapt. And so far, he's not willing to do that.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's with the Ravens. We'll hear from him in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay around for that one. Me and Nolan are coming back, though. News from the NASCAR. Speaking of the Ravens, going to hear from John Harbaugh, among others. Buy or sell 12:15. Ryan Divish talks about the Mariners. Why are they so good? And how real are they in regards to being a World Series threat? I think they're extremely real. Back to your phone calls. And then we'll just roll. We're going with the flow, man. Orioles taking on the Mariners tonight. We'll be at Pickles Pub. Me, Jim Hunter, Joe LaCroix. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Come on down, say hello. We start at 5:30, but we're there earlier than that because we like to mingle with the people.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.